Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, what do you think about plants? They did some research. Millennials really, really, really like plants, apparently.
In answer to your question, not much.
Okay.
I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about plants. I mean, I see them. They're nice. I'm glad they're growing, but I don't really think about them a lot.
Aren't you, like, every once in a while going, thank you, plant, for being there? Because look at all the good that they do, plants and trees and grass.
Yeah.
I did like grass. I was a kid, but they never talked back, so I quit talking to them.
Heidi's all about the plants and filling the grass and stuff like that, saving the Amazon, because that provides like 50% of our oxygen.
Not true. Not true, but a lot of it.
Okay, so now you shake your head.
Yeah, I was being it's a joke. It doesn't provide 50% of our oxygen.
But some people don't know it's a joke, so
and
we
that,
had to
that
clarify.
Was a number. 20% was actually floated during the Amazon.
But not 50.
It was not 20.
It's not even 20.
That's the thing. They totally blew it. It's less than 1%. But that's how things get spread, like global warming. Oh, 97% of scientists say, well, that was never true, but now everyone thinks it is because it gets repeated by dummies on the radio.
He's talking about you.
Kato, don't tell him.
Oh, well, plants are important. I agree.
Sure, we eat some of them, and the rest look good in front of our house.
Okay, well, you know, they asked millennials if they like plants. Nearly 61% said that plants boost their overall mood. Yep. 61% boost their mood.
Maybe we need some plants in here.
Yeah, you know, I might just start bringing my plant in. I have one.
Is it legal?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You know, we had a plant in the office, Heidi. Was it? And it wasn't on your desk?
The one that died?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No one helped.
I'm like, we wanted to have like a mascot in the office, like some kind of pet. And we're like, we can't even keep a plant alive.
And there's no light in there? There's no natural sunlight?
I think that the lights we have, the fluorescent lights, will give them enough light to grow on.
I don't know.
Problem is, we're on that big one thing where you've got to do this stuff to save the environment, and we have to turn off that light. Yeah. So then the plant died.
See, and I was thinking about when we were roommates, Tom. Did we have any plants? We had, like, fake plants, right?
Yes.
In the house?
We had those fake trees that you buy at, like, it's not Garden Ridge anymore, that home store or whatever it's called.
At Home or Hobby Lobby?
Yes.
Yeah. But what was it? I don't. Was it a?
It was a ficus. It was a fake ficus.
I'm like, you got two single guys living in an apartment or house, and the girl's coming over seeing a fake rubber tree.
It wasn't rubber. It had a real wood stem in it.
Okay.
But the trunk was wood.
Yeah.
But yeah, my wife and I have a real ficus that our good friend Steve Lupke gave us, and we kept that thing alive for years and years. And we have a two-story. Living room.
It was huge.
And finally, one day we heard this loud crack, and it had just fallen and broke on its, like, I guess we didn't trim it properly.
Oh,
or
I
something.
Thought you had to hire a lumber company to come in and take that out of the living room.
It took itself out.
Now it's their deck.
Now we have a new ficus that's in memory of the old ficus.
Look at our ficus deck. Okay, well, you know what? 63% of the millennials said that the hotel amenity that they most like to see is more plants in their hotel rooms.
Amenity. Amenity.
Now, when you are online looking for a room, is that one thing you're looking for? Because 63% said that would be like a factor in them booking a hotel room.
No.
Oh, you mean a factor in them booking, or that they appreciate it once they book and they're there?
I think that seems more likely.
Yeah, they probably give it a high score going, oh, this is so comfy and nice.
Yeah, they get in the room like, oh, look, a plant.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, now you may be right what you're saying, but I don't know if they really know or notice whether there's a plant when they're booking.
Because like online, you look at the picture of the room and you're like, okay, I think I can stay there.
Yeah, location, cleanliness, plant.
Bed.
That wouldn't be at the top of my list.
I can see the sign out front. HBO, telephone, plant
in every room.
Wi-Fi.
Plants. No vacancies.
Okay. Hey, these plants are in the closet. Where are you staying?
Oh, boy.
Hey, nearly I would stay there.
Nearly 50% said they'd be more likely to book a hotel that featured photos of plants in the room.
So, oh, my God.
So they are talking about that.
I think maybe they were talking about a specific plant. They're like, if they would leave a certain plant grow in there, I would stay in that hotel room.
I don't want to harvest.
Imagine if you checked in and there's one just growing right beside your bed.
And then never about 60% said that they are seeking out plant-filled spaces like botanical gardens, also parks. On their vacation, like
where'd you get this garbage?
Well, that's a millennial survey.
Yeah, is it one of those that's like done by the Plant Association,
the Nursery Growers Association?
It's a Newswire,
and
it's,
that's PR Newswire.
Yeah,
that's PR is public relations.
Oh, so
somebody commissioned this study because they wanted it to say a certain thing.
So, like Busch Gardens.
Well,
that's a little different.
What kind of bushes do they have down there?
Beer bushes.
That's true.
Bush beer?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Busch Gardens is. It's B-U-S-C-H.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just a bunch of bushes.
That's the place we go. I wish beer grew on trees.
He lived there.
I know.
He went to that.
I don't remember it.
We lived in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't remember going. I remember going to Disney World.
We did a roller coaster wedding at Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Now, I've never been there, but I've been to Budweiser Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Tennessee, they have PBR Gardens.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but Budweiser Gardens and Busch Gardens is the same place.
What?
Anheuser-Busch.
Hey, well, we ain't going to make fun. You didn't live there.
I didn't live there. Sorry.
Did you live there, Heidi?
At Busch Gardens?
Yeah.
I could have, but I didn't. I visited a few times. I probably hang out more at Budweiser Gardens if there was a place.
I want to go now.
How about Coors Light Gardens?
That was actually where I would hang out.
Coors Light?
Yeah.
In the mountains, Colorado?
The Silver Bullet Train?
I thought you make fun of people that drink Coors Light.
You do.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're wimps or?
Just water.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get made fun of for drinking Bud Light from the.
Do you really?
From the. The breweries.
The craft brewery people.
The craft brewery people don't look down on me, so I don't care.
Hmm. Okay.
They don't even talk to me. Of course, Light. You're not even allowed in our club.
I get made fun of drinking Crystal Light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.